This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
I've been trying Underbrush from Nathan and Sons, and it's not really regular gum. It's remineralizing chewing gum, basically an oral care routine in gum form. You brush in the morning and at night, but after lunch, there's a big gap where most of us do nothing for our teeth. Underbrush is made for that moment. Chew it for 5 to 10 minutes, spit it out, and move on. Or keep chewing it if you like the feel of it. It's made with something called hydroxyapatite. That's the same mineral your enamel is made from, and natural saps like mastic and spruce. So it has a firmer, really satisfying chew. The company is only a few years old, and the team is literally making, packing, and shipping gum every day. So if you want a simple daily upgrade for your teeth, check out Underbrush from Nathan and Sons. Check them out today at nathanandsons.com.
Daylight breaks over the ridge. The hounds strike. No crowds, no cameras, just a track and the hounds that bring the story to life. That's what this show's about. Dogs, dirt roads, early mornings, and the people who live it. This is Creekside Chronicles. Hounds, hunting, and heritage. I am your host, Heath Hyatt, houndsman, hunter, and a lifelong student of the outdoors. Here, we chase more than game. We chase knowledge about hounds, hunting, and living the outdoor life the right way. From bear country to back roads, this is where the hunt meets heart, and every story runs a different trail. So pull up your chair by the creek, leash up your best hound, and let's get after it together. Performance starts in the feed. Inukshuk's high-fat content fuels long runs and hard hunts, giving dogs the steady energy they need, while quality protein supports faster recovery after the work is done. That's why I trust Inukshuk dog food. Packed with energy and nutrition, dogs need to go further, run harder, and recover stronger. If you want extreme performance, you can look them up at Inukshuk Professional Dog Food or CoreyNutrition.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope everybody had a great 4th of July and enjoyed America's 250th birthday. So today, we're going to do something a little different. We'll play tribute to America. I hope you enjoy this. This year, our nation reaches a milestone few countries have ever known. 250 years. A quarter of a millennium since a handful of determined men put ink to parchment and declared that liberty was worth risking everything for. When we think about that anniversary, our minds often picture battlefields, old flags waving in the breeze, and familiar faces that fill pages of history books. But history isn't made only by famous names. It's also written by ordinary people. The farmer who rose before daylight. The trapper who followed a creek through the fresh snow. The homesteader who depended on the woods for food. The family gathered around the fire after the day's work was done. And somewhere nearby, there was usually a dog. Not sleeping on the couch, not wearing a sweater, a working dog. One with mud on his feet, burrs in his ears, and enough heart to follow a trail until the job was done. That dog, and thousands like it, helped shape the story of America. Long before there were paved highways, there was game trails. Long before satellite maps, there were hunters reading the ground like an open book. Every broken twig meant something. Every fresh track told a story. And when daylight faded, a hound took over. Its nose would uncover what human eyes could never see. Its voice became the guide through the darkness. To a stranger, it was just barking. But to a hunter, it was a conversation. A strike. A check. A turn. A trail growing warmer. Then, finally, success. Across generations, that sound echoed through the hills and the valleys. Not because it was easy, because it mattered. The truth is, hound hunting has never been just about the game. It has always been about the journey. The quiet drive before daylight, coffee poured into a dented thermos, stories shared around the tailgate, an old dog that still wanted one more hunt, that pup trying to figure it all out. There's something remarkable about watching experience meet youth. Whether it's a veteran hound teaching a pup, or a grandfather teaching a grandson, the lesson is the same. Knowledge survives only when it's shared. America didn't reach 250 years because people kept everything to themselves. It reached 250 years because each generation passed something valuable to the next. A skill, a principle, a belief, a story. Houndsmen understand that better than most. Every dog we train represents hope. Every pup carries possibility. Not everyone becomes a legend. Most won't. But every good dog teaches us something. Patience, consistency, humility. Because dogs have a way of exposing shortcuts. You cannot fool a hound. You cannot convince one that practice doesn't matter. You cannot replace time in the woods with talk around the truck. Good dogs are built one hunt at a time, much like good character. Our country has changed dramatically over the last 250 years. The wilderness has become neighborhoods. Old dirt roads have become highways. Technology now fits into our pockets. But some things remain wonderfully unchanged. The smell of fallen leaves after rain, a cool October breeze, the glow of a lantern in camp, and the first note of a hound opening on a track. Those things connect us across generations. Some traditions refuse to grow old. They simply wait for someone willing to continue them. Freedom without responsibility rarely lasts. Hunters know that. We care for the land. We respect the seasons. We ask permission. We shake hands. We leave gates the way we found them. We thank landowners, not because someone is watching, because that's who we choose to be. Every conversation matters. Every action matters. Every example matters. That's a part of protecting our heritage. Perhaps the greatest gift we can give the future isn't another trophy. It's another hunter. Take a child. Invite a neighbor. Help someone hear a hound race for the first time. Teach them not only how to hunt, but why. Teach them respect. Teach them stewardship. Teach them gratitude. They won't remember every date. They may not remember the weather. But they'll remember standing beside someone they trusted, listening in the darkness, waiting for that first bark. As America celebrates its 250 years, perhaps the greatest reminder to all, our history wasn't built only in government buildings or famous cities. It was built on farms, in forests, along river, around campfires, and yes, behind good dogs. One day every hunter makes his final trip to the woods. Every faithful hound gives voice to his last race. Every worn pair of boots is set aside. But the tradition keeps walking into younger hands, into fresh boots, into eager pups with bright eyes and endless energy. That is how heritage survives. Not in museums, not only in books, but in people willing to keep showing up. 250 years ago, Americans chose to build something that would outlive them today. Every time we lace up our boots, snap a lead onto a faithful hound, and head towards the timber, we're reminded that some of the strongest threads in this country's fabric are still woven outdoors. May we protect them. May we teach them. May we treasure them. Because long after today's celebration fades, the sound of an honest hound echoing across American hillside will still remind us where we came from and perhaps where we're headed. Thank you and joining me for America's 250th birthday. Until our trails cross again, take care of your family, take care of your dogs, and take care of the land. And remember, every hunt is another chapter in a story that is larger than ourselves. That's going to be a wrap for this week's episode of Creekside Chronicles. We appreciate you spending your time with us. Whether you're in the truck, in the woods, or sitting by the creek just listening along, thank you for walking this trail with us. And we got to say thank you to W Supply for hosting the podcast and supporting everything we do. Be sure to check them out and go to wsupply.com for all your hound hunting needs. Until next time, keep your dogs fed right, those leads tight, boots muddy, and we'll see you at the tree.
Tailgate drops before the light, coolers packed and the rig sitting right, tracking collars charged, beeping green, boots in the bed and the rifles clean. Dog box rattling, engines hum, we're chasing bear till the day is done. Old rain
barking like he knows what's near. Nose to the wind, tail full of cheer. From the Virginia mountains to the Carolina clay, we're burning fuel and miles each day. Every turn's another tale. Through mountain mist and paper trails, we see the sunset red in Tennessee. Rise through the fog in old WV, North Carolina's pines echo loud with the cry of a hard-run hound. New York forest, Maine's deep snow, Vermont valley's where the black bears go. Truck keeps rolling, wheels don't care. We're chasing daylight, chasing bears. Rest stops few, the roads are long, but the fire in our hearts still burns strong. Wisconsin mornings cutting crisp and clear, Canada's wildwoods drawing near. Still got states we ain't run, but that hound dog fever won't let us quit. We see the sunset red in Tennessee, rise through the fog. Chasing bear. Gas station coffee, Alpha XL on the dash. Another back road, another bear track. Friends made fast and stories told slow. Under stars where only hunters go. We see the sunrise golden Canadian air. It sets on a trail down in Appalachia. Packing steel and leather, grit and care. We're built for the road and chasing bear. So load the dogs and slam the gate. There's a trail ahead, we won't be late. From dawn to dusk, we're always there. Chasing daylight, chasing them bears.